trying to keep up with digital marketing, it feels like a full-time job sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Especially things like email deliverability.
And then figuring out which events are actually worth, you know, your time and money.
Yeah, the amount of information, it's like a fire hose, honestly. You've got to be selective.
Right, and that's exactly what we're trying to do here with this deep dive. We've sifted through some recent stuff, zeroing in on an upcoming summit and some industry news.
All to give you the key takeaways, fast.
Exactly. So today we're looking at the Alicante 2025 Deliverability Summit.
And we're putting that into context with other things happening, drawing from emailexpert.com updates.
Okay, so the Alicante Summit. What immediately jumped out at me was the exclusivity. They say just 24 places available.
Yeah, sometimes they even mention 16 to 24. That's tiny.
It sounds really different from, you know, those massive conferences.
Well, I think that limited number, it's probably deliberate. It suggests a really focused environment, less broadcasting, more interaction.
Makes sense. And the location. Hostas Amerigo, a 5-star place in Alicante, Spain, June 4th to 6th. 2025.
Sounds pretty appealing, doesn't it?
Definitely better than a drafty exhibition hall.
Right. And that kind of setting, it probably helps foster that focused, high-level discussion they seem to be aiming for, more like a retreat.
And speaking of high-level, the audience thereafter seems quite specific. Senior marketers, CRM leads.
Uh-huh. Deliverability specialists. And they also mention fast-moving professionals.
Which sounds like people who are actually, you know, doing the work, running the campaigns, not just talking about it.
Yeah, and that's a really important mix, I think. Getting the strategy people in the same room as the execution people.
That's where you get the good conversations, right?
Exactly. You bridge that gap between the big picture goals and the day-to-day deliverability headaches.
And it seems very interactive. They talk about live strategy sessions.
Where you bring your own challenges.
Yeah, peer-led discussions for cross-industry insights, plus premium networking.
Right, building actual relationships.
So less passive listening, more active problem solving.
That's the idea. Those live strategy sessions, especially getting real-time feedback on your specific problems, that's potentially really valuable.
They even stated outright, this is not a conference, but a real training, learning, and networking opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's focused on certain sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Retail, publishing, SaaS.
E-commerce too, I think.
Yeah, e-commerce. And covering both B2C and B2B. So pretty targeted.
Well, that makes sense. The challenges in, say, B2B SaaS are pretty different from big retail B2C emails.
True. Tailoring it means more relevant takeaways.
Definitely.
And just for legitimacy, the organizer is Email Expert UK. They list their address, company numbers.
Even an ES ticketing agent.
Good to see that transparency.
Absolutely. Builds trust, especially for a premium sounding event like this.
Okay, now here's where it gets really relevant. Connecting this deliverability focus.
Mm-hmm.
There's that news May 18th. PointsBet Australia.
Oh, yeah, the big fine.
AU $500,800 for spam and email violations. Yikes.
Makes you double check your unsubscribe process, doesn't it?
Totally. And that fine, it just hammers home why deliverability isn't just like a technical detail. It's serious business.
It's huge. And it's not just the money, it's the reputation hit. It perfectly highlights why people need the kind of deep knowledge an event like Alicante promises to avoid exactly that kind of mess.
Puts the deliverability in the summit name right into focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that gives us a good picture of the Alicante event. What else is bubbling up out there? What other trends should we be watching?
Well, one pretty significant thing is the Microsoft announcement about ending the free office grants for nonprofits.
Right. That story popped up around May 21st, and I think earlier in April, too.
Yeah, and that could have some major ripple effects for charities and similar groups.
Oh, definitely. You can just imagine the budget scramble. So many nonprofits rely on those grants.
They'll have to rethink their tech stacks, how they communicate, email included, obviously.
Will they look for cheaper email tools? Or maybe just get smarter with what they have?
Yeah, it raises those kinds of questions. It's a big shift for them.
Okay, what else?
Then there's the European Accessibility Act. The deadline's coming up in 2025. That was flagged around May 17th.
Ah, yes, accessibility. That's not just websites, right? It hits email, too.
Exactly. The EAA means digital stuff, including emails, has to be accessible for people with disabilities.
So things like screen reader compatibility, alt text for images.
Uh-huh. Basically, making sure your design is inclusive. It has to reach everyone.
It's a good reminder that email marketing now involves, well, ethics and legal stuff just as much as tech.
Absolutely.
And speaking of tech, Proofpoint launched their prime threat protection back in April.
Yeah, April 22nd, which just shows the ongoing, you know, the battle against email threats, phishing, malware, all that.
It never stops.
And the security measures have to keep up, which, by the way, can also affect deliverability if filters get too aggressive. It's all connected.
Right. Okay, let's look at the money movers and shakers. Always interesting to see who's going where. Nicholas Einstein joined Marigold.
SVP Product Marketing, May 20th.
Ranjan Singh at Mimecast, April 30th. And Peter Alexander joined Barracuda way back in Feb.
When you see these senior hires, what does it signal, usually?
Well, it often gets clues about company strategy, doesn't it? A new product marketing head might mean a push for innovation, or maybe tackling a new market segment.
Right. It shows where they're placing their bets, so to speak. Worth keeping an eye on.
And acquisitions, too. Proofpoint bought Hornet Security in May.
May 15th. And Braze acquired OfferFit back in March.
So, some consolidation happening.
Definitely. And that Braze acquisition of OfferFit, that really points towards AI, machine learning becoming even more central to email personalization and engagement.
AI's everywhere now.
Pretty much. It's driving a lot of the innovation.
Okay, shifting to blogs and reviews. Andrew Bonar had a couple of interesting pieces. One on empathy and humility in email for 2025.
Yeah, May 17th. And another one earlier, April 27th, about using evidence-based strategies.
Those themes, empathy, evidence, they really seem to echo what the Alicante Summit is aiming for, that insightful content.
Totally agree. It reflects, I think, a maturing of the industry. It's not just about blasting emails anymore.
It's about connection and data.
Yeah, understanding the person receiving the email and backing up your approach with actual results, it fits perfectly with that idea of deep, useful knowledge.
And Alicante isn't the only game in town, obviously. There are other events. M3 AAWG meetings coming up.
June and October 2025. And Dreamforce later in the year.
So still plenty of places for people to connect and learn.
For sure. It's a fast-moving field. You've got to stay plugged in somehow.
And just quickly, the featured vendors section gives a hint of the tools involved, like mail transfer agents, Hail on MTA is mentioned.
The engine under the hood, basically. Crucial for actually sending the emails reliably.
And hygiene and verification, like zero bounce. Keeping lists clean.
Yeah. Essential for a good sender reputation and making sure your emails actually land in the inbox. Vital stuff.
So putting it all together, this Alicante Summit, it looks like a really unique, focused chance for senior people to get deep into deliverability.
Especially timely, given everything else we're seeing.
Right. All the news we touched on, the fines, accessibility rules, new techs. It all underlines just how critical mastering deliverability is right now.
Exactly. That combination of a small expert group and the interactive format, it could be really high impact for the people who go.
And considering that broader context, compliance, AI, security threats, you really can't afford not to have a deep understanding of this stuff anymore.
It's table stakes for serious email marketing success now.
Well, hopefully this deep dive gave you a clear, concise look at this event and, you know, how it fits into the bigger picture. Valuable knowledge without the overwhelm.
Yeah, that was the goal, to kind of connect the dots and pull out what really matters for you.
So, final thought to leave you with. Thinking about those limited spots at Alicante and how fast everything in email is changing, mm-hmm. What's the one specific area of deliverability or maybe overall email strategy that's going to be the most critical thing for your organization's success in the next year?
Definitely something to chew on.